Take This Seriously Media presents the Uncommon Truth Podcast, where what you do know by common knowledge can hurt you. We live in a world where a serious, intentional intellect leading the masses astray counts on you to follow along. Get the tools to equip yourself with the uncommon truth you need to not be taken by this intellect. Are you ready to take this seriously? Episode 2 of our Buy Bread Alone podcast series, the namesake episode entitled Buy Bread Alone. Man shall not live by bread alone is a widely known phrase from the Bible story of Jesus being tempted by the devil. His response indicated that he couldn't be tricked from the understanding of what his source of dependence was. You may be surprised how seriously this issue was taken by the devil. And if he takes this seriously, it would be in our best interest to take this seriously. This podcast was sponsored by Tyvee B. Creations. Tyvett Brown is the creator of a wide array of exquisite handmade jewelry pieces. Please be sure to visit her website and check out the button bar at tyveeb.com. This content is rated serious. The purpose of this podcast is to equip you with the tools to not be taken advantage of by those who understand the power of information, but don't necessarily have our best interests. Please be sure to visit our website, takethisseriouslymedia.com, for free resources to further equip you with the uncommon truth you need.
The uncommon truth.
Man shall not live by bread alone. This is a well-known scripture reference, and chances are you remember it from Sunday school. Because it's so well known, it may be easy to casually gloss over it as just a triviality. But nothing in the Bible is as trivial as it may appear. There's always a deeper understanding to gain with any verse in the Bible, and more revelation waiting to be discovered. If we, for example, take for granted that it was Satan that came at him, the one who is notable in his determination to be like the Most High, then we may overlook certain implications of this attempt on Christ and why this attempt warranted such a response. Why was this particular temptation the first amongst all the other temptations he came at Christ with? What was Satan's endgame? What was he trying to accomplish by challenging Christ with such a temptation? Why did Jesus respond the way he did? What hidden agenda was Jesus able to see through in Satan's challenge? Discovering the underlying rationale behind Satan's actions against us will empower us with knowledge and equip us with the tools necessary to finally overcome those issues in our lives which Satan has been so successful in overcoming us with for years. It may astonish us how certain issues in our lives that have taken hold for years and have been heartfelt burdens to ourselves and close family members and friends will just evaporate when we apply certain principles learned from Jesus' interaction with Satan in the wilderness during his hour of temptation. Satan certainly knew what he was doing. Now it's time for us to return the favor.
The uncommon truth.
Our source of dependence carries heavy implications. But the issue is, what we depend on is a tricky subject. While it's easy to say, I depend on God, it's not likely that I can consider myself not needing to go to work every day to earn a paycheck. Let's face it, it's hard to put our finger on what role our efforts play in the supplying of our needs. The truth is, there is a fine line of distinction between whether our efforts supply our needs and whether God does the supplying and our efforts merely play a participatory role. These two distinctions, though highly discreet, are easy to get confused. You may not realize it, but falling on one side versus the other will have highly predictable and heavy implications in your life, Satan knows this and has plans of his own based on what he knows he can predict about your life if you choose one side versus the other. For those of you who may not see your life as particularly valuable, who may be battling with low self-esteem, trust me, your enemy highly esteems your life and has placed a high value price tag on it, being particularly interested in the decisions you make. This is why the challenge of tempting Christ with turning stones into bread was his first choice. If he could get Christ to make the source of his dependence for life based on his own ability, it would have effectively nullified God from being his source. Satan would have had to go no further. His plan would have been complete. No more temptations would have been required. He would have accomplished with Christ what he accomplished with Adam and Eve, the surrendering of his dominion, particularly the dominion that is entitled to him as a privilege of sonship, in exchange for shining as a miracle-working, highly capable mere servant. You see, people many times fail to realize that depending on their own abilities, as in being a capable servant, also limits them to those same abilities. The platform used to boost their ego now becomes their glass ceiling. They no longer need a father to supply their daily bread. They need some distant God to be their helper and assist them in breaking through their own limitations of providing their own daily bread. This is many times why people say please so much in their prayers. It's the servant who needs to ingratiate himself with the master before being seen as acceptable to submit a request. But a son, on the other hand, is already entitled to any grace necessary to warrant submitting a request of the father. People don't realize it, but through Satan's temptation, they have exchanged sonship for servitude. This is what Satan wants from us. He wants us to depend on our own ability. He wants us to unwittingly become our own savior. This way, our abilities now become our own limitations. This way, God is no longer Father. He's just our helper. This way, we surrender our privilege of sonship for self-interests. This way, we surrender our dominion for subjugation.
The uncommon truth.
Whether you realize it or not, you're on a battleground. Let's make no mistake. Satan has put countless hours of thoughtful calculation from since before you were born into how to seize control of your life. 1 Peter 5 verse 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Job 1 verse 7 says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." So that's his life, ladies and gentlemen, day in and day out. That's how he spends his time. He's relentless, trying to figure out how to get what's valuable to him, which is you. In fact, he has a sense of urgency. Revelation 12 verse 12 says, "Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down upon you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." Make no mistake, Satan has definite conviction and work ethic in his efforts to claim you as his trophy. But what's more important is how. Please remember this. How the enemy gets what he wants is by causing you to shift your dependence. He knows what cues trigger certain responses. He knows what subtle hints to throw. Think about his first recorded encounter with mankind, his interaction with Eve in the garden. After Eve explains to him that God said she'll surely die if she eats of the tree in the midst of the garden, Satan responds as follows, Genesis 3 verse 5, "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." You see, if you yourself are as gods, then you don't need God the Father anymore. You have all you need in your knowledge of good and evil. Now you're self-sufficient. And as we know from history, this ploy was successful. Eve and Adam unwittingly exchanged their childlike dependence on the Father for the promise of self-sufficiency, and in doing so, surrendered their sonship for estrangement. Their dominion as sons was exchanged for the subjugation of servitude.
The uncommon truth.
Now that we have the truth, we have the opportunity to reach a turning point in our lives. Looking back on our lives, it's necessary to evaluate whether or not we've been duped by the devil. So if you've ever felt like a failure in any facet of your life, ask yourself why. If you've ever hesitated to ask God for something concerning yourself because of the nagging feeling that you need to do more spiritual works first, ask yourself why. If you've ever felt an obligation to condemn yourself for being in a situation for having to ask God for something, ask yourself why. If you've ever felt like you needed to merit the Lord's attentiveness to your life circumstances or issues, ask yourself why. If you're an entrepreneur and you feel like the lack of your success in business is God's way of punishing you for not measuring up spiritually, ask yourself why. If you're a parent and you feel that the suffering of your children is God's way of blaming you for the mistakes you've made, ask yourself why. If you're a homemaker and you feel the state of your household is under additional strain because you're just not doing enough spiritual activities like praying and reading your Bible, ask yourself if your reasoning comes from a servant's mentality or from a son's mentality. If you're a pastor and you've felt the need to resort to tactics centered around rewarding performance and religious servitude and punishing unacceptable behavior in your members through open disparagement, ask yourself why. The fact is, there are any number of ways our being duped by Satan to place our dependence in our own abilities can be manifested in our lives. But there is always one common denominator: dependence on oneself. But there's hope. Armed with this knowledge, as long as there is breath in your body, you can turn around. You can always reclaim your dominion as a son instead of settling for accepting performance-related rewards as a servant. Remember, Satan was never given dominion. He stole it through deception. So that means you can always reclaim what's rightfully yours and receive what's entitled to you as a son. Refuse Satan's attempts to drive you away from relying upon your Father for dependence.
The uncommon truth.
Finally, how do we identify what areas of our lives Satan has fooled us into relying on ourselves? I'd like to share with you a powerful testimony that my wife shared with me concerning her business. When she was just starting out with her handmade jewelry company, she received the following advice from our pastor. He said, "Sure, it's going to take hard work, but at the point it gets hard due to stress and becoming overwhelmed to the point where it seems unbearable, it's not God." I'm here to tell you today, I just recently realized that's not entrepreneur advice, that's life advice. Matthew 11:30, Jesus says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." At the point we realize we're carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders, and God is no longer our Father, but just a helper for carrying the weight, it's at that instance we identify we've surrendered our sonship. Our sonship with the Father is worth defending at all cost. Failure to do so would carry implications centered around bondage, enslavement, and the feeling of inescapable distress and inadequacy. Whether you expected this outcome in your life or not has absolutely no bearing on the fact that it was fully anticipated by the devil. In truth, we were all fooled by Satan in some way into the obligation of justifying our existence through our own abilities. We were tricked into feeling good about placing our security in our own hands. But there is hope. We can turn around. We can always reclaim our dominion as sons.
The Uncommon Truth.
Thank you for listening to the Uncommon Truth podcast from our friends at Take This Seriously Media. Please be sure to visit our website, TakeThisSeriouslyMedia.com, for free resources to expand your Uncommon Truth toolkit.